everybody, and welcome to this broadcast of the Smith and Wiggins Show. You are?
I'm Smith.
And I am Wiggins, and we're grateful you tuned in today. So we are calling this the Climate of America Show. And it's probably, at least from my position, and I believe it comes from Smith's heart too, probably our hardest podcast slash live Facebook live streaming that we've ever had to do. And that's not because we're afraid of doing it, because people have to have conversations. And that's what we are hoping to facilitate through our use of the whole three, mind, body, and spirit. We want to encourage and educate. And here's the big caveat about all this is we want to be educated in the process.
Yes.
When we have started talking about this, and we've had very in-depth conversations this morning and this afternoon about this, this is hard, Smith.
It's very hard. You know, it's we're watching things happen, and we've been watching it happen for a while. Really, my earliest recollection to something like this, Wiggins, is back in the 70s with Rodney King. Right. Mm-hmm. So we've watched this happen through history. And I guess my place that I'm at right now is saying, with all of the back and forth on all the sides, there's never just two sides to anything, but all the sides, what progress can be made? Or do we just repeat the cycle over and over? That's kind of where I'm struggling with this whole thing.
Are we in that cycle of those who refuse to learn from history are doomed to repeat it?
Good point.
And I think that we can consistently say that there's a possibility that we are refusing to learn. We're definitely being hurt. And those who are burned by fire are hurt and therefore will recoil against it and sometimes just refuse outright to participate in things that can hurt. But we've still got to do it.
Well, there's so many things that have to be discussed, but people, I'm going to read something that someone posted. Because okay. I feel like this is kind of where we have to be as a basis to even have a conversation. This post said, can we drop the single-minded BS? You can be against a cop killing someone unjustly and also speak out against people burning down businesses over it. It's not a one or the other kind of thing. Both are wrong and both should be recognized as wrong and both should be condemned. So I feel like that's where a basis of conversation has to start. All of this is wrong. And my heart is broken for this family that has lost their person that they love, right? Yeah. And everybody should be heartbroken. Everybody should be angry and upset about it. But we need to channel that into something that is going to make a difference and create progress and not just burn down a city for no reason.
Right. You know, one of the things that we were talking about before we ever got started here, Smith, was the fact that whether or not there are certain groups and certain individuals that are more equipped than others to actually facilitate our conversations. And I even had mentioned yesterday in a moment of being flabbergasted that, you know, we needed to take certain individuals and stick them in a room and make them talk. And I say make them talk, you know, obviously you can't make anybody talk because that's just not the way things work. But the truth is that people aren't sitting in certain places and having the hard conversations that they need to have. But even if they are, I guess my question is are we listening to each other?
And, great question.
And as you said, the having the hard conversations and everything. But here's the other part about this is if we've had conversations, and some people claim that they have, and if they have had those conversations, what aren't we understanding? What don't we get? What don't, as you said, not just either side, but all sides, is there something that all sides aren't getting? What don't we understand?
That's a great question. And until we can have civil conversations, and we, you know, let's start putting plans of action on paper. Listen, you know, I can't begin to even understand, nor you, because we're white, you know, but we're looking
two
at
white
this.
People. Yep.
We're two white people trying to make sense of this conversation and trying to make sense of this whole situation. And, you know, we don't always understand, but I can tell you from a point of view as a woman, I've had things happen to me purely because I was a woman and it don't feel good.
Right.
I've had things said to me, you can't do that because you're a woman. I get that people put limiting beliefs on people purely because aesthetics, purely because you're black, purely because you're white, purely because you're gay, purely because of a physical limitation.
Right.
So the question is when can we start respecting each other and having honest conversations?
So, you know, one of the things that came up in very interesting conversations that I've had in the last couple of days has been the very fact now that a person of faith that, you know, I've enjoyed following on social media posted the fact that she has a white son and she has a black son. And that's just because, and I don't even know how that came to be. So, I mean, I can't speak to whether, you know, or not it was through adoption or how that came to be. But I do know that, you know, she had mentioned the fact that, you know, she doesn't worry about the one son's general day-to-day life and existence, but she does about the others because of the threats that are out there. And in response to that, though, on social media, people started posting all the interracial families that they had. You know, so many families had adopted African-American children, and so many families that were African-American had adopted white children. And they went through this and how there was integrated, and there was a, you know, a white mom and a black dad, or vice versa, and on and on and on that goes. But then the conversation came up, and people now are going, should people that are white, like you and I, should they intervene and do good things like adopt a African-American child who is in need, who needs a mom and a dad, but is that the right thing for them? And I realized what's happening here is because we are so hurt, now we're afraid to do good things because we're afraid that that child is going to be hurt because they're not in a family with the same race parents. And that comes down to a core thing for me in all this, is when you are in so affected that you're afraid to do good, that we have a humongous conversation that needs to happen.
You know, Wiggins, we have that situation in our family, and it would be heartbreaking for anyone to hurt our babies because of the color of their skin. It just is unfathomable to me. But, and there are, so this is such a hard conversation. This is, I don't want to feel like I'm overstepping my bounds, but I want to understand. You know, I want to have empathy, but I don't want you to think that I'm minimizing anything. So, because I'm not trying to minimize anything, and I'm not trying to say I even understand. I'm saying that I feel like there is the same worry in my family, right? Mm-hmm. But we can look back. I want to understand. You know, I want to have empathy, but I don't want you to think that I'm minimizing anything. So, because I'm not trying to minimize anything, and I'm not trying to say I even understand. I'm saying that I feel like there is the same worry in my family, right? Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. we can look back since the beginning of time, and racism happens in every culture. So, but I heard some leaders this week say that we have systemic racism in America. And I literally had to really have a conversation inside my head and say, do we really? I need to know that. I think I need to know that. So I started going through all the literally thousands of people that I know and hundreds that I have regular conversations with and thinking, have I heard anybody say anything or do anything that makes me feel like that they would not like one of my babies purely for the color of their skin? Mm-hmm. And the answer was no, I don't know mm-hmm. anyone. I don't know anyone around me that has that feeling. So the question is should we be blowing this up that we have a systemic problem, or should we be creating a game plan that when we see a problem, we point out that problem and we try to get that problem fixed? Because I don't know people who hate anyone purely for the color of their skin. Mm-hmm. I just don't.
So, you know, when you talk about systemic, though, I do think you bring up an excellent point. And this is where we can wrap our current theme into all this, is the whole three: mind, body, and spirit. And let's be honest here, while we may not, in fact, we've both have said, if we knew anybody that actually vocally emphasized the fact that they hated another person of a different race, or they totally disregarded that race, you and I wouldn't stand for that. That wouldn't be something, that wouldn't be a person we keep company with. And
not only would I not keep company with them, I would call them out, and then they right. would be banished. I would banish them from my life.
Here's the problem is that at some point, and again, we have to go back, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That also is the conversation about action. What is in your heart, if it is dark, and I mean darkness as it's the prevailing evil, if yes. that is what is inside of you, it's going to come out.
You can't hide that forever. And,
right. You can't hide that forever. That's absolutely true. But what must be done is
That's a good conversation. And that definitely we're not going to put that together today. But
no, we're not.
I would love to hear, like, if you're out there watching this video and you've had some things that you feel like we should be talking about, or some things to bring to the table that could make a difference, you need to speak up.
Mm. Yeah. Because people like Smith and myself, and like our friends, no matter what color they are, no matter what color their family is, because you may look at Smith, but she's telling you right now, there are brown members of the family, aren't there, Smith?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wonderful, and she's got a big family. Yeah. I have a big family.
A big family. A diverse family.
Yes.
And so from that standpoint, not only do we need to understand our own families, but we need to understand the families around us. And let's be honest here, we're spouting a lot of stuff right now. You know, I know we don't have all day to talk about this, and we try to keep our broadcasts to about 15 to 17 minutes, something like that. But I was so inundated yesterday with all the information that was coming in that I decided to start compiling some things. And I even asked my friends on Facebook, I said, listen, I'm trying to wrap my head around this, but I think if people are just ignoring the feed that comes through on Facebook or whatever they're watching as far as social media is concerned, if you just look at the feed, we can ignore. Not that everyone is, but we can. We can choose to ignore. But at some point, some of this has to be put into a narrative. In 4 hours' time, my friends and family members had tagged me in enough different posts on Facebook so that I could read these different posts. And they were overwhelming. Let me tell you that first and foremost. They were so overwhelming that it was heartbreaking. But what had happened is in that 4 hours of time, I had 250 pages of stories and commentary on those stories, all related to the incident in Minneapolis in 4 hours' time. In 5 hours' time, I was already up to 400 and some pages. It's so... the information is out there. We are talking about it, but are we communicating about it? Are we hearing each other about it? So on that being note, we do need comments. This isn't going to be an overnight discussion. It may not even be a discussion we complete in a lifetime. This is a learning opportunity. This is an opportunity for humanity to be family. And we're really blowing it in some areas here, but we have an opportunity to not blow it. And I'm hoping and praying that we take the opportunities to have discussions. COVID and the virus had already set the world on so... Our nerves are on edge. We are living on, you know, on the ledge so much of the time, and we're just starting to get back to it. And it's our internal fevers are just busting out, and we can't let it bust out like this. I'd like to say we're better than this. I want to say we're better than this, but the truth is that we have to learn to be better than this. Is the point.
Totally agree. I mean, I can feel your frustration. I'm frustrated. I know other people are. What I'm going to encourage, though, is get out of your bubble of who the few people you're listening to. Get out of your bubble, because all you're going to hear is a reverberation of what you want to hear.
That's true.
Wickens and I had this, we saw this incredible thing that earlier today, and it was all about the thumb. So if you put your thumb up in the night sky, you can literally cover the moon. But does that mean your thumb is bigger than the moon? Your perception is whatever object is closer to you is bigger. But the reality is if that's what you're focused on constantly, then you might not have the best perspective. You might need to take a few steps back and listen to some new voices, because you might want to get a well-rounded thought process instead of putting that thumb up to the moon and that thumb is everything. That thumb is bigger than the moon. So I'll leave with that. That's my final thought.
I think that's a phenomenal final thought. Ladies and gentlemen, our friends, our family, everyone that tunes in to support us, I appreciate you tuning in today. This is, again, as we started off and said, this is a hard conversation to have. And we, by all accounts, do not claim even to have the correct opinions about it, because, well, you know, we're humans and very much in the need of growth ourselves. But it is about perspective. It is about taking care of each other and about building each other, encouragement and growth. You have been watching and listening to the Smith and Wiggins Show. Thank you for tuning in today. You are?
I'm Smith.
And I am Wiggins. Thank you so much. Again, we look forward to hearing from you, and we'll see you right here next time on the Smith and Wiggins Show.
Bye, guys.